K-State Nation, what's going on, y'all? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for giving us a listen here as we record this on the last day of September, September 30th, 2025. Getting on straight into it here. For a few minutes here this morning here real quick before I head on off to work yesterday, right? So we already know the matchup time for Baylor this weekend on the road as K-State coming off of a critical Big 12 win against UCF at home last weekend. Now they're going to take on Baylor in Waco. That's going to start at 11 a.m. Another 11 a.m. kickoff this time on the road in Waco, Texas. There, so they'll take on Baylor there, and I don't have the it's ESPN Plus. We talked about this last week. Yeah, ESPN Plus has this game, so yeah, I don't know why this game's on ESPN Plus, but you know what, whatever. So we're gonna roll with that there as well. 11 a.m. on the road as K-State will look to try to build on what they accomplished at home at Bill Snyder Family Stadium last week. So we'll see what happens there as well. And obviously, hopeful to have a pregame of Baylor later on in the week as well. So we know about that. So, but the other announcement coming yesterday, the Big 12 announced the TCU game at home. We've known these battles with TCU, right? These battles with TCU, at least lately, have been down to the wire games. And of course, we get TCU at home this time next weekend. Homecoming at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, will be 2:30, folks. Yes, 2:30. And that is slated to be national televised game on Fox right there. So obviously, TCU has a good quarterback in Josh Hoover. They'll be walking into, and of course, remember, yeah, last week, it was, I believe, last Friday night in that thrilling game in, Arizona State. I don't want to get that city wrong, but Arizona State upset. We forget now. Arizona State, the defending Big 12 champions, beat TCU in a thrilling game in overtime, that it is. So, but yeah, but TCU, though, we'll roll into Manhattan again for that game. It's a 2:30 game on Fox next weekend on homecoming. And usually homecoming games, anyways, in the past, being a student and obviously a current alum of Kansas State, yeah, 2:30. They're usually 2:30 games anyway, majority of them anyway. So 2:30, not surprised there, as well as K-State holds a 10-8 advantage there in the series against TCU there as well. And this is going to be the first meeting that these two teams have played since 2023. There where K-State last time beat TCU. So and we do know that the battles between these two teams will be fierce there as well. This is going to be no different, obviously, as K-State looks to dig themselves out, continue to somehow dig themselves out of this Big 12 hole. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, the third here for this football edition of this podcast. So, obviously, Baylor this weekend on the road. Huge test, obviously, for them. For K-State football team and head coach Chris Klieman this weekend. Same time, but this time they're going on the road to Waco, Texas, where it's been a recent house of horrors. No pun intended, because the month of October is coming after today. And of course, we do know the homecoming kickoff time with K-State and TCU, as TCU will travel back up to Manhattan, Kansas next weekend. Take a look at the rest of the Big 12 scores here real quick here as week 5 came to a close last weekend. There, we already talked about the Arizona State big victory with TCU. With TCU came in there ranked top 25, 24th ranked, they went down Houston. and I don't have, I'm not going to pull the Big 12 standings up right now. That might be another podcast there. Houston over Oregon State on the road, and that game was in overtime. So I might have got that wrong. So yeah, Houston, that game was in overtime, not the TCU Arizona State game. So my apologies there. Houston 27, Oregon State 24. Iowa State took care of Arizona. Of course they did. In easily fashion, 39-14. Iowa State, and these were last week's rankings, right? Iowa State was ranked, double check down here, 14th in the country there. BYU. Now, I watched this game a little bit after Alabama knocked off Georgia. BYU beat Colorado. And Deion Sanders, 24-21. BYU came into Boulder, ranked 25th in the country. Cincinnati beat Kansas 37-34 there as well. That's a big setback by KU there. And we already know what happened with UCF there. The Reaction Edition, now up wherever you get your podcast there with UCF there. We already talked about that. And let me see. Baylor, K-State's opponent this week on the gridiron, beat a reeling Oklahoma State program 45-27. And last but not least, Utah destroyed West Virginia. Utah destroyed West Virginia 48-14 there, as that was the week 5 scores this week, or last week, from the Big 12 conference. As big news came out last week, you have, or big news came out yesterday, man, I cannot get the words right this morning, as I'm trying to do two things at the same time right now, driving to work and trying to talk at the same time. That's two difficult things at the same time. But yeah, so TCU next week, homecoming week for Kansas State University, TCU 2:30 on Fox. And then of course another reminder, K-State, Chris Klieman, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards will hit the world on Saturday or later on this week. They're going to be taking on the Baylor Bears in Waco, Texas, folks. That's going to be a 11 a.m. on ESPN+. So if you don't have ESPN+, you might have to catch it on radio. K-State Sports Network with Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weather, and Matt Welters on the call for that. If you don't have ESPN+ app for that, so as K-State will try to build on this Big 12 building blocks here. They put themselves in a hole, obviously, against Iowa State. And then now, had a big win last week at home, and they'll try to knock off Baylor on the road. So that's the next task at hand for Kansas State football here this weekend. And of course, as I'm talking here, women's golf going on right now. We'll try to give an update on that. Maybe probably have to skip first round and give the latest update. Maybe later on today, we'll see what happens there. With that as well, so a lot going on. I did see our guy Keelan Culpepper had another honorary mention as well, as he continues to move up the ranks as Major League Baseball, or at least the regular season, came to a close this weekend, and the postseason will not feature the Kansas City Royals or the Atlanta Braves for that matter. Yes, that's probably the shocker of the year. Yep, I can go through that, but I don't have time to go through all that right now. That's gonna have to be a sitting down segment there. Sitting down segment there as well. So yeah, so no Braves, no Royals. Or speaking of Keelan Culpepper in the Minnesota Twins organization, the Twins are out of the playoffs anyway. So there's that, the triple threat, the triple header there as well. So the Major League regular season came to a close, and now you got the postseason getting started this week for Major League Baseball as well. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts found. Free and available daily. I'm a chance to record Kansas State content. Popping app. Might be taking a little time out for a time being right now, but I'll give it to you anyway. Download the Popping app. Greer 380s Podcast. That is Greer 380s Podcast. That is GR. IER, the number 3, EDDID, Podcast Podcast. Once again, that is GRIER, number 3, EDDID, Podcast Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your Kansas State Wildcats. And of course, continue to spread the word to other K-State fans or new ones, for that matter, about the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, women's volleyball that got swept by both Arizona teams over the weekend, women's soccer also lost both games, as well at home, you have women's tennis, a couple individuals right now, the young, very young squad, head coach Jordan Smith and the K-State women's tennis team right now, but a couple individuals doing some good things right now over there on that side, women's golf going on right now, led by, of course, the number one scorer, Nanami Nakashima. I'm surprised I remember that. And so much more, of course, coming up very soon. It's going to come up here before we all, in a snap of a finger, men's and women's Kansas State basketball. Ooh, that is coming up very fast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.